that's the chiddush even on Shabbos. Pshita, what then on Friday of Adwitz Mutter? So Rashi learns like this, Mavdirun afilu b'Shabbos, b'yoyim ha-mochus, it means even on Shabbos morning, the next day. But loy teima, don't say, plotayim m'shachashaycha, that's only a machlekes if it's mutter chazor Friday night, on Shabbos. Vos mudushori dear beitzulas mat, if you took the kettle off, to put it back on the blech on Friday night Shabbos, mishum demuch chumilsa, the adaita ladure, the tzarech mocha shokalei. Because when you put the pot off, you zich had that by titis food tomorrow. So when you took it off, like you zich had not to put it back on again. So taking it off is like it's still on the fire. Maybe then you're allowed to put it back on the fire. Avul b'yoy, Mashiach will take the cholent pot off on Shabbos morning. Loy mucho de shokul le yadayt l'adurei. When you take off the pot, it's nearer l'churi, take it off, just keep it off. You don't have that to put it back on again. Ubot l'hatmona. Maybe it's bot like the hatmona the first year you had. Ve'evu le kemat min l'chilo. This is how Rashi shita. The Rashi learns the shiloh when she is like hatmona. That the Easter Shia, putting it back on the fire, leaving on the fire, because it's like Hatmona. So I would think on Shabbos morning, if you take the pot off, since when you take it off, normally you plan to keep it off. So it's like bottle the whole first Shia. Now if you decide to put it back on again, it should buy Bosser. Kamashma no. Even Biyoyim also it's Mutter. I'll say Lent Rashi. Taiz doesn't like this pshat. Taiz says every time Shabbos Avada means any of the whole 24 hours of Shabbos. The Lord must be night and morning. The Tosis says, the Chiddush, he said before Tosis, now look at like that, that even Friday, before Shkia, before Shabbos, there's also an Issa Chazorah. You're not allowed to put a cold pot that, right before Shabbos, on the blech, bizman, that if it's cold, it can't get cooked before Shabbos. It's like 5 minutes before Shkia, if the pot is cold, there's also an Issa Chazorah. You're not allowed to put it on top of the fire. That's only on top of the fire gufa. Where gufa tum it's mutter. All right, we'll see later about that. But Kopar of the Mar says now machzuna fil b'Shabbos. Even on Shabbos itself, still you're allowed to put it back on the blech. The Yom Rabbeishia, the Yaf Rabbeishia sover af machzuna fil b'Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, still you're allowed to put it back on the blech. The Yom Rabbeishia, palm achas seyinu aimdim l'ila. We were standing in front of the Rabchia Rabba. We brought up to him kum kemis shochamin mean the hat shinik. The hot pot full of water, midjuta tachtoina from the bottom stairs, that's where the fire was, midjuta yoinis, he was upstairs, he wanted a tea upstairs, so he brought the whole chinik upstairs, he poured him the tea there, or mazagnolay as a kais, he loved after tea, vice versa, even the kaisho yain, he used to drink the kaisho yain hot, he used to put hot water into the yain, so mazagnolay as a kais, they put hot water into the kais, v'yaserunulim kaimai, and after that we brought the chinik, back downstairs to the fire, and we put it on top of the fire. Well, Yom Alano Dover, nobody told us anything. Mashmitz Mutter. So you see, even on Shabbos, you're allowed to make Chazor, providing its groof and ktumah. You move the coal to the side, you put some upper on top. Like we have a blech, you're allowed to put the pot back on top of the fire. Kumkin is a trashy Yerik Tana, a small shining. The Yuta Ali upstairs. Lemkaima Lakira, as he brought it again downstairs, he brought it downstairs, Lemkaima he brought it. Omer Rav Zika, Omer Rav Abba, Omer Rabbi Tudoi. Loishon, you should know, it's only Mutter. When do we say you're allowed to put it back on top of the blech? Ela Shoydin Biyodoi. Only calls them on the Chinik, the pot is still in your hand. Abba, Nichon Agabi Karko. But if you took the Chinik off, took whatever it is, the Cholin pot, or the Tiket, the hot water pot, or off the fire, and you put it on the Karko, on the floor, also. Then it's also to pick it up and put it back on the blech. Because since you took it off and put it on the floor, it's like bottle the whole for. The bottle lo hatmona, the esmul. Lest the yesterday's hatmona is bottle, the shi of yesterday's bottle, where the kemat no ketchila. It's as if now you're putting it metchila on top of the blech, you're not allowed to put on Shabbos something metchila on top of the blech. Even though it was basher called torkoin, but with the rabbon and sauce, it's mechzei kemavashel. It's only mutter something you took off the blech. Hey, it's still in your hand, so it's considered like it's still on the blech. It wasn't bottled the first shi on the blech. You're allowed to put it back. But if you put it down on the floor, this sheet holds is also to put back. So the Gemara Omer Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Hodintach says no. Rabbi Tudoyishno di Ovid, the garment who the Ovid. That's that he says the sheet, if you put it down on the carpet, it's also, he's saying it for himself. The garment means like a sheet is Yochid. Shrashi Yochidu, Bedover. Rien Allah Kamoister. Rabbi doesn't pass him like him. Elohochi Yom Rab Chiyom Rab Yechinin. Afilu Henicha Gabe Karka, even if you take the pot and put it on the floor, still Mutter. Still you're allowed to put it back on top of the blech. As I help Reb Chia, Om Reb Yechin. We'll soon see what the loch is. So the Moravaita, Pligi Bo Reb Dimi, Reb Shmuel, Reb Yehuda, Machlekis. V'etavayil Mishmeid Reb Eleza. Both of them are saying old Ralocha from the Rebbe Reb Eleza. Amri Chad, one said like this. Amri Chad, one said, Oiden Biyodei Mutter. When it's still in your hand, then it's Mutter. Agarve Kakarosa. But if you put it down on the floor, it's also to pick it up again and put the pot back on top of the blech. The chadam is some says like this, no. Hanicha nagabe kuk agabe karka nami mutam. Even if you put it down on top of the karka, you put it down on the karka, still it's mutam to put back. That's what's said by the machlekes we had before, is the machlekes here also. O machisk yumishmei dabaya. Ho di amrit. Oy din biyode mutam, he says a chumra. That you say, calls the man it's in your hand, when you take the hot pot off, calls the man it's in your hand, you ought to put it back, lo yamor nochachumra. Lo yamor, we only say, you ought to put it back, elisha dait alachzim. When you took it off the blech, you had das right now to put it back again. You only take it off to pour off a cup of hot water, and then you have das to put it back again. Avulain dait alachzim. You took off the cholent pot, and you had no das to put it back. You thought you're going to eat up the whole cholent and not put it back. Then also, then you're not allowed to put it back on top of the blech. So the more mechlal observes a diik, let this pshat, this chumrah, the agave karka, that if you take the cholo pot, you took the hot water pot, and put it on the floor, is afal pisha daitel hachzer, even though when you took it off, you had asked to put it back, just was too heavy, so you had to put it down, still also, still it's also to put down. That's this chumrah to geshita. The what? You need two svaras to be matzeh to put it back on the blech. You have to take it off with das to put it back on the blech again, and also it has to be oidzim biyod, it has to be still in your hand. And matchilo lalocho, that's what's brought down, matchilo, we should try and do like this. That matchilo, when you take off the hot water, a pot, you should have das, you take it off just to pour off and you want to put it back again, and matchilo, you shouldn't put it down, it should be oidzim biyod. But the other though, if you did put it down, it's a big tzarech, you could be tzarech on the sheet of the paskin, even if you put it down on the floor. And even if you don't have das to put it down, also it's mutter. So Machloikas is showing them how to paskin here. So with the Eved, you could be tzarech on those sheetes, so the Mishnah Berurah. So if you did put it down, and even though you didn't have das to put it back, still you could be mekel. Also, our tzas kula bayos, we cannot never put it down on the floor. We put it down on the table or on the counter. We don't put it down on the floor. So it's not as bad as putting it on the floor. We'll soon see about the counter. That's another Iboy in the Gemara. On the floor is worse. When you put it down on the floor, you have no dust at all to put back. It looks like butler garment. The clothes are still near the blech. Metchila, you shouldn't do it. But the Eber, if you did it though, you have hetter, you could be Samech to put it back on the blech. There's also, it's not bottle the Shia Rishayna, since you have das to put it back in, your das also helps with the Rabbanim. You take it off, I'm not to put it back, so it's never considered like it was off. It's Kseid Oymet to be put back again. If you don't have das to put back, when it's off. To put it back now, it's like a new putting it back, and now I put it back, Mitzchila. So, to more weiter. Ika diyamri samsi al-machist mishrei dabaya. Ho diyamri, that that you say agave karka also, you put it down the floor, it's also lo yamor ne'lishayn dait lahachzer. So only if you put it down, didn't have das to put it back. Avodait lahachzer mutter. But if you have das to put it back, even though you put it on the floor, still it's mutter. It's another dais. So we're saying with the Eved, you could be samech on these dais. Mechlal from this diktol shavoidin v'yodai. But if you didn't put it on the floor, it's just still in your hand. Afal pisha and dait lahachzer is also mutter. Even though you took it off, you didn't have das to put it back again. But kolzaman, you didn't put it on the floor, it's mutter to put it back. So there are all different svaras here. So Metchilo, you're supposed to be machal at the first, like the Chumah de Geshita that Mechaber brings down, that it's only mutter to put back again, if when you took it off, you had das to put it back, and oidim v'yodom, we're saying with the evidence to be mekel. Boy Reb Yimya, tolon v'makim al, if she didn't put the pot on the floor, nor you hung it on top of a stick, hanichan agave mita, that's what's nagaya to us, most times we don't put it on the floor, we put it on like a table or a chair, no mita, we put it on the bed, mahu. Is that considered like on the floor? Or no, maybe I got a meat that's better than the floor. Boy Rav Ashi, kingdom in Echel and Mechel, Mao, you pour it out from one pot into another pot, Mao, Teku. This Gemara applies by Teku. That's why he's saying with the Yevon, you could be saying on this, that since we don't put a mamash on the floor, you could be Mechel. So Drashi Mao, Drashi Pinim and Mechel and Mechel Mao. Mi have a kematma lechatchila, the Yosalach viru lekira loy. On this point, we pass in the Kula. There's a gaya molf, there's a hole that's saying in the pot, in the hot water pot. Or for some reason, you want to pour it into another pot. So since this pot was on, you just took it off the blech, and it's in your hand, and you want to pour all the hot water into another pot, the second pot, you'll have to put back on the blech. That since it's the same hot water that was on the blech, that also looks like it's being put back. And that's the shalom. Pinu mimechel mechem. You transfer the water from one kettle into another kettle. So that's the shalom. Here the marbas b'teiko, the loch, and this will mechel. Rashi mechem kum kimesh shemetchamin boichamin. That's the kettle you heat up the hot water with. So saying if you pour it from one into another, the second hot pot you'll have to put back on the blech. Right. Sefta lochas of chazar. That's the lemaisa where we have a blech. A rikki reason when we have a blech is that so you want to take the pot off the fire, you should be allowed to put it back on again. Because if you don't have a blech, then for sure it's also. Even though the shalom pot is kupla garmi, if you take it off, you can't put it back in again. We said nafkamin is if you want to leave the oven on. If you want to leave something on the oven. So if it's basha called sarkoid, and we paskin she is mut, you're allowed to leave the oven off before Shabbos and leave the kugels inside the oven. But once you take the kugel out of the oven, you're not allowed to put the kugel back into the oven again. Because the oven doesn't have grufa ktuma. The oven, there's no blech there. Because that's the way it cooks the whole week. So there's no blech. That's mamash the regular chayim. You wouldn't be allowed to put something back into the blech. Hold in a crock pot. If you want to use a crock pot they have now, also there's no blech for that. So you'd be allowed to use it and let it cook up the whole Shabbos. Just once you take it out, though, you're not allowed to put it back in again. Because putting it back in again lies like putting it on top of the fire. That does not happen. Yes. Right, that's the Mishnah. Tana Shesiku Pekash Ubagabra. It's up until now we're talking about Akira. That's like our stoves or who are in our ovens also have a din of Akira. And we don't have the din of the Gemara, the Mishnah Tana. But the most don't say what the Mishnah Tana is. But the din of the Mishnah Tana was something that got very, very hot. Shesiku Pekash Ubagabra. If you only heat it up with straw, is aloha lo yiten, you're not allowed to put bein mitoicha inside it, bein agav, not on top of it. The tanner is more chomer. Even with kasha v'gavava, it's also. Drashi tanner, mitoich shekotzer lamala, on top it's thinner, v'rochem lamata, on the bottom it's wider. If niklat choymo toich, it gets very, very hot inside. Tvei mikiris, much more hotter than a kiris. Therefore, even though you only have the heat from kash and gav, from straw, it's litum toich, you can't make chazor at all. There's no heta to make chazor into a tanner. Vaita, koypach. Koypach is a middle case. It's not as big as a kira. A kira is a place to put two pots. A koypach is a place to put only one pot. So it's like mamash a square, like an inch, like a foot down, a foot wide, and a foot up. It's only 1 foot. So the heat in there, maestro, gets pretty hot. A kira is like 1 foot down and 2 feet wide. So it's a little bit more spread out the heat. A koypach has only room for one pot. So it's a middle madrega. It's not as hot as a tanner. A tanner gets much hotter, but it's more hotter than a kira. So koypach it depends. Shesiku v'kasha v'gavo. If you only heat it up with straw, is harezek kiraim. Has the same halacha like a kira. The what that we paskin shia would be mutter on that, and chazar is mutter. And chazar is mutter. Mashenkein begefas of eitzim. If you heat it up the koypach with wood and with the pselus of shumshimim, harezek tanner. Then it's like a tanner. There's no heter to make chazara. So Drashi Kupa, the Gemara Forish Lo Osli Chalal Kekira, it has a hole in it, like a Kira, Abel Orka Kerochpoi, it's as high as it is wide. The Yenbay Elishir Shvisas Kderachas, you can only put one pot into it. The Kira Yeshba Shvisas Shay Kederis, by shaking the Kira is wider, you can put two Kederis in a Kira. The Gemara, Tano Shisiku, a Tano that was heated up, Sov Rab Yesub Lameimur, Toichoi inside means toichoi mamish. Mamish inside the tanner. Agabov means agabov mamish on top of it. Avolismoich shapadomi. It's only also to put near a tanner on top or inside. But on the side, outside it's mutter, lesmicha is mutter. Shrashi agav means asvosoi. Avol ismach eitzel doifle it's mutter. Eitz vei avakash, eitz vei avayo, koipach, shesiku, bekasha vagavavo, harerik kikirayim. There's koipach, one pattern. If it's heated up with straw, it has another kira. The gethos of eitzim with wood, harerik katanu. Vi osir, it's osir. It's a diig, ha kikira shori. Mashmal of this koipach would have been like a kira, it would have been mutter. Drasha Kira Shari, Klema, Miditoni Re Katana, we say this Kaipach now that you put wood in the Kaipach, it's so hot like a tanner. Michlau, the heavy Madan Lele Kira, if wood have been famous, so Kira, heavy Shari. Vishamini Minoa, the Kira Shusa Vigetha, so they some Shari. The voice coming now, Kiron, that you heat it up with wood is also mutter. So that's the B'mayas Kina, what are we talking about now? That a Kira is mutter. Ilay Ma Gab, if you say, putting on top of it, over my. Ilay Mekishen the Gorof Akotam, he's putting something on top of a Kira that's not Gorof Akotam, it's Osir. El Akira, ki ain't a group of Tuma Agab of Mishori? Is that true? To put it on top of a Kira that's not Gorof Akotam, if you heat it up with Eitzin, yeah? So it has good heat inside. Without group, that's like our oven, like our stoves. On top, it's also to put something back, a Chazorah, without group of Tuma. El, you have to say Lav Lismach. Elamai, we're talking about a smicha, means putting it next to the kirum. Uketoni, harei katanar, it says this kupa has been like a tanner, the yosser. So you see a tanner, even to put it next to the tanner, not on top, not inside, is also yosser. So how could Rabbi Yosef make a diik to say a tanner is only yosser, inside or on top of the tanner? But on the side of the tanner is mutter. Here it's mashma, even the side of the tanner is yosser. Omer vada marava is no raya. Hocha the kupa gorav a kotim. We're talking about, no, you pulled the coals on the side. You made a groove for Ktuma. The Tanner also groove for Ktuma askinen. Is a ray of Ketana, that's the Kiddush. That this Kupach, even though it's groove for Ktuma, if it heated up with Eitzim, it has been like a Tanner. The Alpha Gav, the Gor for Kotim, a Tanner, even though it's Gor for Kotim, it doesn't help. A Gav of Osir, it's also to put something back in the Tanner. It doesn't help a Blech. The Kikira, Mashenka, if it would have been like a Kira, Kigor for Kotim Shafidomi. Mashenka, if this Kupach would have been like a Kira, then Gruf for Ktuma helps. But it's only talking about where is it also to put on top or inside the Tanner. But it could be, like Abdesha says, if you put it on the side of the Tanner, outside, that's Takamutu, you have the right Nifaket. Rotanika Bosa Dabaya, I'll bring a right Tabaya. Tana shesiku begash of a gavavum, but Tana that was heated up with straw ain't samechem loy. You're not allowed to put anything next to it. We ain't tzarich loy ma gavav. We ain't tzarich loy ma toichoy. We ain't tzarich loy ma begethas of etzim. But avad if you heated up the Tana with wood, avad you can't put anything next to it. So there's nothing to brace like a bayim. Even smicha to put something outside next to the Tana is also awesome, even though it's only heated up with straw. Kupach, Mashenkin is Kupach, Shesiku, the Kasha Begavavo, same Chimloi. If it's only like Kasha Begavavo with straw, we said then it has a din like a Kiro, it's mutter to be Seimich. V'ye nois ten Agavav, but you can't put on top of it. What is the Gain's Gears in here? The nois, the Gears should be the nois, the Gross has changed the Gears. It should be the nois ten. Because we're saying now a Kupach that was heated up with straw has a loch like a Kiro. So a Kiro you're allowed to put on top of it. A kira that was only heated up with kash of a gabo, which true as mutter. So maybe it should be nice to not gabo. The gefus of eitzim, mashreikin if this kupach was heated up with wood, then the locher is ein soimchim. Since if the kupach has wood inside it, it has a din like a tanner, and like a tanner we just said, you know, it makes smicha to it. So it's not from the riot to abaya, that a tanner is also with smicha. Omalei ravacha bread rov ravashi, hai kupach hechidomi. What's the mitzias of a kupach? What is a kupach? If it's mamish like a kira, over there, feel the begefus of eitzim nami. It should be mutter. Even if you heat up a kupach with wood, it should also be mutter to make smicha at least, or else to put on top of its gorf a kotum. If it looks like a tanner, I feel the bekash of a gabav anami. Or kupach, even if it only has straw, it should also be bosser, because the tanner is also with straw. Omalei, the mitzvah is like this. No fish have limited kira. You should know this kupach, this one size pater, is hotter than a regular kira. But the zuter have limited tanner. It's a little bit less hot than a tanner gets. Therefore, it has the chluk yedinim. Hechidomi kupach, hechidomi kira. What's the difference in mitzias between a kupach and a kira? Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina. Kupach makim shvisas kteirachas. Kupach is only like a square. It's like a foot deep and a feet wide. So it contains its heat pretty much. It's only enough space on top to put one pot on top of it. Kira is a little bit wider, so maybe the heat has to be spread out more, it's not so hot. The Mokan Shrisa steak there is. It's a Mokan to put two kaderas on top of it. So maybe we say this Kupa, since it retains its heat much more, it depends. If you put only straw inside, it doesn't get so hot, it has been like a Kira. But if you put Eitzim inside, it gets so hot, it's almost as hot as a Tan, it's more hotter than a Kira, it has been like a Tan already. Amr Rabbi Yivitem Reb Yimya. Af Anan Lamet in Muslim like this. Kira Chilak like this. Kira Vyave Kira Shenechlako. Kira that was Tomei. It was a Kli Cheres. So the only way you retire it is you break it. You break it, that's not usable. So it depends. This Kira, Shenechlako Liorko. If you split it up, the length of it is Torah. Because you split the lengthwise in half, you can't use. Each half by itself is not worth anything. Of the rochba, if you split it down the width, then it's tameya. Why? Because since Matila had space for two kiras, two pots, now if you split it down the half, you can use this for one pot and this for another pot. It's still tameya. Mashenken kupach, if you have this kupach, ben l'orka, ben l'rochba tor. Because the kupach is only a shear for one pot. So if you break it in half, you can't use a pot on top of it, it's tor. So that's the raya for this halacha. But the ma'isa, the achrayim say, the ma'isa, our ovens don't have a din tana with the Mishnah, because our ovens don't get that hot. Our ovens gefort, since the door is on the side, you open it up, and even inside the tana, there's a hole there for the air to go out, it never gets as hot as the Mishnah tana. Therefore, even inside our tana has a halacha like a kira. That might not kamina, that she is mutter, like we said. If you want to leave the oven on from before Shabbos, and leave the kugels in the oven, leave the shalt in the oven, it's mutter. As if will be mamash tana like the Mishnah, it's also. Even she is also by a tana. But our tana is not so hot, it doesn't have a din of a tana, it's only like a kira, you're allowed to leave the shalt or the kugels in the oven. Just once you take it out of the oven, you're not allowed to put it back in again. Right. So the Mishnah, ein noisnin beitza, you can't put an egg, bitzat hamechim, next to the hot kettle, bishvil shetav galvin, today it should be roasted. But lo yefikenu a big chiddush, you can't even like crack the egg, besudrin, on a hot handkerchief. You had a handkerchief that was heated up from the sun, it's very hot, you want to crack the egg on a hot handkerchief, that the hot handkerchief should roast or cook the egg, that's also awesome. Rav Yosi matter. Rav Yosi is matter. On a hot handkerchief, he's matter. That's not called Yisra Mishal. We'll see in the Gemara what the Machlokes is. Rashi Neistim Beitzah Mitzad HaMechem Kum Kimis The Hot Kettle Shal Mechoshes Bishvul Shal Gagol Shal Titzla Ktsas Shbilu Roasted Ad Shtemul Gelis Mashma, the more it's roasted, it can roll it. That's as though a hot egg, you can roll a hot egg. A soft egg, you can't roll. If you want to make it like roasted, then you can roll it. Is loyaf kieno besudrin, loyishavrin, you can't crack the egg al sudr on a handkerchief, shulcham bechama, that was heated up from the sun. Kadesha titzlak, they the heat of the handkerchief should cook the egg. Mechay mashal sudr. Reb Yosi is matter. We'll see in the Gemara Machlokes is. Vaitab loyaf mieno bechoyl, you can't put the egg inside hot dirt, choyl, sand, over yabu drachim, not in the dust of the drachim. The shul shatitzla, kadesha that it should roast. These things are also, it's also to roast an egg, even in the sand or in the dirt. The sand got hot from the sun, so it's also to put an egg in the sand. How come Yosi doesn't argue here? Rav Yosi, just like he asked us to put inside a handkerchief, he should ask us to put inside the hot sand. That's tomorrow's kasha, why not? Famous Maisa that Anshe Tzfraya did, they brought a pipe, shel tzoinin, of cold water, letoich amo shocham. There was an amma means like a well or a river there of hot water. Chami Tveria, that hot water of Tveria. So they put a pipe through the Chami Tveria and they let cold water go through the pipe. So when the cold water went through the pipe, it got heated up from the Chami Tveria. Omru lem chachomim. Chom told them back, you should know it's also what you did. Of course, you're cooking up this water on Shabbos now. In Bishabbos, if you did put this cold water through the pipe, through the Chami Tveria and Shabbos, it's Kechamet Shukhma Bishabbos. It's blind that you're cooking hot water on Shabbos. The Yasurim Brachitz Rishdiya. You're not allowed to drink this water on Shabbos and you can't wash with this water. In the Yomtif, if you cooked it up on Yomtif, it's Kechamet Shukhma Yomtif. It's as if you cooked hot water on Shabbos. The Yasurim Brachitz, you're not allowed to take a hot bath on Yomtif. You can't cook up water for a chitza that's not called Eich HaNefesh or Mutar Mishdiya. But on Yomtif, you're allowed to cook hot water to drink. So here it's Mutar Mishdiya, on Yomtif it's Mutar. So Drashi. Even before Shabbos, they brought this hose, this hot, this cold water, to go through the Chametz Feria. The cold water will go through this pipe, those Shabbos. So since the pipe is in the Chama Tzveria, while it's more it's cooking, it'll get hotter and hotter. Through the Yam of the Chama Tzveria. Is the Loch Litzchom said it's also to use this water. In Bishabbos, Oisei Shabo Bishabbos is also to do Bishtiya. Mashenka is only through Yom Tif you're allowed to cook Bishtiya, it's only also for Chitza. So to Gemari Boilehu. Galgomai. Let's say you cook this egg. You put the egg near the chinik, or you put the egg in the sudur. Is it osur or not? Omai. Omer Rabbi Yosef Gilgul Chayev Chatish. You know, by cooking the egg this way, even though Luchura just put it near the hot water kettle and it got roasted, it's an issa deraisa. Luchura is not a derech bishul this way. Omer Ma Bread Ravina Afan Amnamitin. Now bring your raya for this yisoy. That it shines such a bishul, a cool and easy way of cooking something. Luchura is like this. Kol Shabbos B'chamin. Anything that was cooked before Shabbos, before Shabbos, Shur Renoise B'chamin.